Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Before we chat about that, I do want to talk about this new ESRI report that's out. Half of nine-year-olds have a mobile phone. This is the research looking at the number of young children, like 9 years of age, that have the mobile. And it's associated now with less time reading, lower levels too of involvement in cultural activities. David is with us on the line today. David, you have a nine-year-old child. Like, well, first of all, does your kid have a mobile phone?
Hi, Andrea. No, she doesn't. And unfortunately, she, would you believe it, is the only one in her class who doesn't either have a mobile phone or a tablet with access to the social media platforms. And she's in a rural class with 24 other kids, and she's the only one in the
class.
She's
the only one of 24, David.
Yeah, she's the only one, unfortunately. And it kind of came to a head there this year when, I suppose, because of that, then she was kind of being alienated from her groups of friends, because ultimately, she didn't have anything in common with them in relation to the social media side of things. And it was quite difficult for her then to understand that, because she just didn't have a clue when they were talking about the different platforms and stuff like that. Because she had no exposure at all, she didn't have a clue what was going on.
So actually, by not having the mobile phone at 9 years of age, you're nearly segregated from the group.
Yeah, essentially what happened was, I mean, she was a very standard, bubbly, happy kid, and she still is, thank God, but I mean, she loved life, you know, and she was very good in school, and she was a lovely group of friends and the whole lot. But last, I suppose it was May time, she just wasn't herself. She was coming home and she was a bit sad down the dumps, and we knew something was up and we couldn't really figure it out, but thankfully we were delighted. Then she kind of opened up and told us. Ultimately what happened was she was the only one without a tablet or a phone, predominantly phone actually, and during school break and at lunchtime and in the yard, her friends would be talking about the platforms and the terminology they've heard online, and Snapchat and Instagram and TikTok, and they'd be doing the dances in the yard and stuff like that. And my daughter, literally, it was a totally alienated world to her, and she just couldn't get involved with the group because she didn't know what they were talking about, and she had no idea. And because of that, then she got excluded. And then, unfortunately, then she kind of became, I suppose, got mocked a bit because of it, because she didn't know what they knew. And now they're all very nice kids and everything, but if it was just in the schoolyard that she found herself going off by herself then and being very alienated, you know, which wasn't nice. But we were delighted she told us about it. But that's the facts, unfortunately. Yeah.
Was she looking for a phone? Like, did you feel under pressure to?
No, absolutely not. She never came to us looking for a phone or anything.
Okay.
She did hear about, she knew about the platforms from her friends, but I suppose it went very quickly from maybe two or three people in the class having access to the phone, to suddenly the whole, like within 12 months, nearly the whole class had it. It was a very kind of a snowball thing. Once one or two kids kind of got exposure to it and started talking about it, and then suddenly two or three more kids had it, and then very quickly the whole class was kind of on it. So, and I suppose what made it tough as well was stuff was being kind of organized through the social media platforms, like I think Snapchat, outside of work. So you could say the kids be messaging other saying, look, we're going to go to the cinema on Friday night, and you know, my mom will pick us up or whatever like that. But because my daughter wasn't in that group, exactly. No, this wasn't any, this wasn't any purpose behavior by the kids to do that. Like, absolutely not. It was just the fact that she didn't have the access to it. And that's, you know, it was terrible, really, because, you know, it break your heart to think that your kid has been isolated based on something you as a parent has made happen, because ultimately it was our decision not to give her access to the phone or the tablet, you know.
Deirdre's with us as well, David, because I'm asking people to get in touch today in your own thoughts or in your own view or maybe people's experience. Like, what age do you think the children should have a mobile or access to a mobile phone at? 9 is the figure, according to the ESRI, that more than half of 9-year-olds now have a mobile. Deirdre's with us too. Deirdre, 9 years of age, too young or about right?
Way too young, yeah. I mean, you know, my personal feeling should be, you know, kind of at least 12, in an ideal world.
You've been placed on hold. Please wait.
Can you hear us okay, Deirdre? No, we'll reconnect with Deirdre maybe then in a moment. 1800 453 106, if you want to join us here on the line. Our own reporter, Josh Crosby, was out and about today. He's asked transition year students, when did they think that they should get their first phone?
My name is Dominic. I got my first phone around 6 years old, but it did not have access to the internet. So it was just so I could call my parents if I was home alone or if I was going outside. And I think that's pretty important for young children to be able to, you know, contact their parents in case something goes wrong, you know, maybe not to have access to the internet yet at that age.
My name's Ellie and I'm 15.
And what age were you when you got your first phone?
I was 13.
13. And would you have liked to have got it when you were younger than that, or do you think was that the right age?
I think that was the right age, so do, because whenever you're younger, I feel like it costs more of a... We're not really getting the proper, like, childhood that you should be getting without technology, you know what I mean? So I feel like 13 was a good age.
I'm Annie, and I got my phone when I was in first year. I mean, at the time, I wanted a phone younger, but looking back, it was the right time.
I'd say 12 as well. I got it from a confirmation, and I thought that was the perfect time as well.
And was it a smartphone now? Did you have access to all the apps and internet?
I had the same card and mobile data and all as well.
Is there some, like, precautions that should be taken up to a certain age? Maybe, like, up to 16, should there be some apps that you're locked out of? Or?
Yeah, I'm on most of the social media platforms.
My name's Julie, and I got my first phone at 10. I personally don't think that it was necessary to have a phone at that age, but I don't think it had any negative impact on me personally.
Yeah, interesting mixed views there from what are now 14 and 15-year-olds talking about when they got their phone and the age they got it at. Deirdre, you think 9 is too young, though?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you know, as I said, children aren't ready for it. They don't know, they don't have the skills to protect themselves. And, you know, the difficulty is, you know, seeing I teach in young adults, so 18 plus, and we are really seeing the difference now of the impact of phones. You know, there's an exponential growth in the amount of young adults with anxiety issues, with depression, with mental health issues. And, you know, we've been seeing that creeping up in recent years, you know, but this generation, you know, the next coming years are generations of children, young children that will have been growing up with access to phones all the time. And, you know, it's really the elephant in the room, you know. I mean, you know, yes, phones are great, you know, they help with busy lives, they help with, you know, kind of socialize, things like that. But, you know, in terms of at what price, you know, we are going to see increasing problems with mental health, and we can either keep complaining about the mental health services or address the problems that are creating, you know, a disaster. You know, do we want to allow our children, you know, I mean, handing a phone to a 9-year-old is, you know, I mean, not all 9-year-olds are going to develop mental health problems, but we are seeing an increase in it. And, you know, there are increases in self-harm, you know, and so
on. Just out of curiosity, David, when you talked about your daughter being 9 and 24 in the class and she's the only one that doesn't have a phone, are they all smartphones that the other kids have?
Yeah, they would be. I mean, they would be... I don't think they would even know what a non-smartphone is, to be honest, because it's all it's accessing the apps, which appears to be the most use they get from the phone. And then there's three or four kind of common apps, I believe, that is that they use most of the time, because that's what my own daughter has kind of brought back to me. And like, we did go and meet the principal of the school and the teacher and stuff like that, because it was so concerning that I just wasn't happy at all that my daughter would be kind of alienated. Okay. But ultimately, like, the kind of school kind of said to me, they were very helpful, but ultimately that I was kind of swimming against the tide, unfortunately. And I would eventually have to give her access to it under supervision, in fairness, is what they said. But I still, I don't know, in my gut, I don't think that's right either.
Okay. Gillian is with us as well. Gillian, over half of 9-year-olds have a mobile. Are you surprised?
I'm not surprised, to be honest. I have a 10-year-old and he has a mobile phone, but I think it's not for really going around making calls to his friends or anything. It's an old phone left over from myself, from my husband, and used a bit like a tablet, really. But it's just listening to Deirdre there, it's terrifying to hear the impact later on in life. And I absolutely agree with the points that she's made. But again, you know, as your other caller said there, we are probably swimming against the tide in terms of children being younger. And it's funny, I was actually with somebody on Saturday who has a 1-year-old and was telling me how she had made the decision not to give her 1-year-old a tablet or a phone. And I thought, oh my God, that is so frightening. Why would you even consider that?
But whatever about children at 9 and 10, maybe parents feeling under pressure if everyone else in the class, you know, has access to a smartphone or a tablet. But you're, surely you won't have that pressure from a 1-year-old.
Absolutely not. So that's why I couldn't understand why she would even be considering it. But I think the most important thing that, you know, if children are using phones or have access to phones, that, you know, we as parents need to monitor and limit the time that they're on them, and certainly monitor the content that they're exposed to. That's what we try to do in our house, you know, that the phone or the tablet is absolutely the last option that they go to. Okay. And that we're discussing with them, you know, my other child's 14, so he's a bit older, but we're discussing with them, you know, what they're looking at, you know, what they're listening to, what content they are viewing. And
so there is some monitoring of what's been...
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
My 14-year-old
okay.
knows every night that I go through his phone and, you know, check everything in the phone. So I know exactly what he's viewing.
Okay. Is it actually just that difficult, Valerie, then, for parents to just say no? Like, if you know, if everyone else in the class has it, I don't care, you're not getting it.
Well, I guess it's up to the individual parents, but from mine and my husband's perspective, we do what we feel is right for our kids. We really couldn't care what any other parents, you know, if 90% of our children's class have mobile phones, it doesn't affect our decision. We don't believe in giving our kids under 12 a mobile device. We just think it's ridiculous.
So what age did your children get access to them?
When they went to first year in secondary.
First
we have
year.
A 12-year-old at home that doesn't have one.
So about 13 then, really?
Yeah, exactly. And I think the biggest thing for parents is they do not put parental settings on the devices. It's literally like going to a magazine shop and buying a top shelf magazine for their young kid, because they just don't put settings on, so they're allowing them free access to absolutely everything.
And did you feel under pressure, Valerie, from
no,
your
not
children?
The slightest.
No. They weren't looking for them, or?
No, they asked us 10 or 11, when are we getting one? And they were told when they go to secondary, and that's just it.
That's just it. And that's just yeah. accepted, and that's, yeah.
And then when they get it, they get the settings put on it. I think children are exposed to a huge amount of violence and sexual content, and it's frightening, and I think it's a huge contributor to mental health issues in young kids.
You mentioned, Gillian, the parental controls as well. Like, I mean, I would have thought that most parents would have parental controls across the phones.
Again, you'd be very surprised, you know. I think if you're handing your child, you know, like that, you wouldn't go into Easton's and buy or a top shelf, you know, magazine and hand it to your child. So, again, you're handing them this device, and you've got to make sure that they have very limited access, where possible, to what they're viewing, you know. As it turns out, my 10-year-old is into cooking and baking, and so that's the majority of what he's looking at. But that doesn't mean that if you don't have controls on it, content's not popping up or ads aren't popping up. And that's where you have to be careful. It's not that the child is out seeking, you know, sexual content or violence, but they can't help being exposed to it if there's pop-ups. So you've got to be very, very careful.
Okay.
With the controls and just going through the phone all the time. My children know that at any time I can take their phone off them and go through it and make sure that there's nothing concerning on it.
I see a text in from Daniel as well, who says you actually need to be 13 years of age to even use TikTok in the first instance. I assume that that parents know that. Look, there's more people getting in touch with us about this. It's the fact that more than half of 9-year-olds now own a phone, and they're, as a result of that, playing and reading a lot less.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan,
brought to you by Avant Money,
weekdays at midday on News Talk.